From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Afghan government forces have ended an overnight siege Sunday at Kabul's international airport that left a number of people dead, including foreign nationals. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Zvatanovich reports.
Explosions and heavy gunfire as a 13-hour siege on a luxury hotel in Afghanistan's capital came to an end. At least five people were killed when gunmen dressed in army uniforms stormed the Intercontinental Hotel in Kabul, which later caught fire during the attack. An Interior Ministry spokesman says the siege ended on Sunday when the last gunman was shot dead. Security personnel were later seen waving Afghan flags from the top of the building to signal it was clear. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it was carried out by five fighters. But that number was debated by the government, who claim there were three.
Tunisian special forces have killed a senior member of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in a remote western area of the country near the border with Algeria. Tunisian officials have identified the militant as Belil Kolbi, a senior aide to Abu Musab Abdul Wadud, the leader of the militant group. Turkey did alert the United States before striking a U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria, according to the U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis. Mattis told reporters Sunday on a plane headed for Southeast Asia, "They warned us before they launched the aircraft that they were going to do it. The militia is a key U.S. partner in the war against the Islamic State and makes up a large portion of the Syrian Democratic Forces." This is VOA News. Vice President